going to lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline because 'tis that time. It's football season. We've got our priorities set. And we turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
All right, folks, you want a hot hand? We got it. Crushed it with their Baker Dozen picks last week. Hit the 50-unit UFC play. A new month is upon us. He's got another big 50-unit college play this weekend. Online, it's ParamountSports.com. On Twitter, use at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee, how we doing?
I'm good. My Canes aren't good, but my picks have been red hot. So, you know, can't have everything in life.
Yeah, I was going to mention last night, that's a miserable way to end a game. I mean, you get the ball at the 9-yard line. You march inside the red zone, and that Borogolis kid doinks a 33-yard field goal. So, I would imagine not a lot of joy in Caneville today.
No, you know, the biggest problem with the whole thing was, I told my wife, something's going to go wrong. He's going to miss it. I don't know whether it's going to be a bad snap, which it was a little high, or it's going to get blocked. But they got down there, and Virginia, in the last two drives of that game, they had three guys leave the game because of cramps. They were done. I mean, Miami had them on their heels. All they needed to do was run a sweep, run a counter, run an RPO. They could have run a quarterback bootleg, and Van Dyke, he would have walked in there. So, you know, they decided to leave it to a kicker. They wanted to make that the last play of the game. And I can tell you this. Oh, they honored Howard Schnellenberger, too, before the game, and wore patches on the jersey. I can tell you this much. Watched every Miami game since, you know, the late 60s. They never lost a game like that with Howard Schnellenberger, Jimmy Johnson,
Erickson.
Dennis Erickson,
yeah.
Or Butch Davis. Just an absolute abomination. It just keeps happening over and over again, too.
The doink is just painful.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So last week on the show, Lee gave you Cal on the cover against the Dogs, the Beavs at Troy, and the Vikings knocking off the Seahawks. So let's head for Bryant Denny Stadium, number 12, Mississippi. Matt Corral, their quarterback, who's just having a great year. Though they're unbeaten. Price of poker goes up a little bit. They face Alabama, tied laying 14. Could Ole Miss hang with them?
You know, I think that they were game planning here probably June or July for this game. So Lane Kiffin, if he can sniff out a weakness, he's going to exploit it. He has a quarterback in Matt Corral who is special. Last year, I think in two games, like 10 or 11 interceptions. I mean, he had some real problems. But this year, you know, every other game, he was great last year, but this year, no interceptions, 151 attempts, I meant. And I'm grading what's interesting. I grade every game, and I grade every player and position. And the offensive line for Alabama, it's been spectacular the last couple of years. I mean, they run, they have a wide-open pocket. I mean, a quarterback can step in there, and it looks like the parting of the sea. And I'm grading them, and I graded their run game, their run offensive line, at 64th. Pro Football Focus has them at 70th. I have their pass blocking is 71st. They have them at 73rd. It's hard to throw vertically with mediocre pass blocking, so that could be affecting them on offense. The defense looked tired in the second half a couple weeks ago in Gainesville, and Ole Miss, fourth most in offensive snaps per game. They're going to try to go quick. And the defense has improved for Ole Miss. I mean, they were giving up almost 50% third down conversions last year. This year, down to 31%. So they've added some players on defense through the transfer portal. I think Alabama's going to win just they're so talented, but I have a 45-42. I'm taking the 14.5 here.
All righty.
Yep.
Interesting game at South Bend, number 7, Cincy, where current Irish coach Brian Kelly was prior to here, even took the Bearcats to an Orange Bowl. But, you know, Cincinnati, beat Indiana. Golden Domers are unbeaten. I mean, they wrecked Wisconsin last week. But how about a team from the American Athletic favored at top 10 Notre Dame? Cincinnati minus 2. What's the play here?
Yeah, a lot of people were shocked at this line. And I went back and even watched the Cincinnati game against Indiana twice. Indiana threw the kitchen sink at Cincinnati. I mean, they ran 9 plays I'd never seen them run before. They even ran a double reverse pass. And Cincinnati took it all and didn't flinch. We're trailing at the half, I think, by 4 points, 24-20. Ended up winning the game by 2 touchdowns. So I just love this quarterback, Desmond Ridder. He's a dual-threat quarterback. And Notre Dame, in the 4 games this year, they have not faced a quarterback like that. So Notre Dame's been living on borrowed time, just 80 yards per game rushing. You're not going to win consistently and keep piling up W's when you do that. So I think Cincinnati, the right team, is favored here. I'm winning this game 27-20.
All righty. Yeah. Huge game in the Pac-12 South. UCLA bounced back from a rough loss, blew a late lead to Fresno State. They beat Stanford. Arizona State, who's kind of riding their defense, they're 3-1. The Fighting Chip Kellys have a lot of experience. This is a late one, Pac-12 after dark at the Rose Bowl. UCLA laying a field goal. Who we liking here?
Yeah, so what's interesting about UCLA, when they were not competitive, they couldn't stop the run. And a couple years ago, made a jump, just allowing 4.3 yards per carry in 2019. Last year against Pac-12 competition, just 3.6 yards per carry. And this year, 3.1, all 4 games. And they're healthy. Their quarterback position has been, you know, up and down because they just can't keep their starter on the field. And Thompson Robinson this year, 9 touchdowns, just 1 interception. I just don't trust Daniels. I just think he's too up and down. And the play calling for the Sun Devils has not been good. Give me the Bruins here, 30-23.
All righty. The Fighting Chip Kellys. We're talking the numbers with Lee Sterling. Paramount Sports, off an absolutely huge week, crushed his Baker's Dozen, had a big 50-unit pay in UFC. So let's get to Oregon and Stanford. Cardinal defense, not their usual skilled set. They're getting run on. Ducks, of course, letting lesser opponents kind of hang around. Lee, this is always a big one in the Pac-12 North. Our Quackers laying 8 down on the farm. What gives here?
Yeah, but I'm watching the Stanford team, and they can't run the football. 112th in the country. I mean, what they're known for is running the football and stopping the run, and they can't do either. Their run defense, they're allowing 209 yards per game rushing, 5.3 yards per carry. That's 116th in the country. I don't see any team speed on this team. I mean, the recruiting has gone way, way down. They're 4-8 against the spread the last 12 games. I think it might be time for a change soon. Series chalk this series, 6-1 against the spread. Give me the Ducks, 42-24.
All righty. And the former Duck, as we get to the NFL, Justin Herbert, who outgunned Patrick Mahomes last week. Kid just makes plays and throws. He's very wise beyond his 16 career starts. They take on the Raiders. Vegas has won a couple wild games. Both seem to take every game to the absolute nth degree. The books say L.A. minus 3. What's the play here?
I'm impressed. I mean, and it kills me. I mean, Miami drafts him. I mean, we're a playoff contender. We go to the playoffs every year. I mean, we whiffed on Drew Brees. We whiffed on Herbert. And the franchise has never been the same here. And on top of that, you know, they made a coaching change. Anthony Lynn probably lost him 3 games last year. Their special teams have been upgraded. Their offensive line's been stabilized. Derek Carr's been great. I mean, 401 yards passing a game, but can he keep that up every game? I just don't see it here. I'm going with the L.A. Superchargers, 31-24.
Nice, yep. The Superchargers.
Yeah.
The game of
you
the
like
week,
that, huh?
Lee's game of the week, has the Cowboys off demolishing Philly Monday night. Looks like Zeke Elliott's back producing. So let the folks know how to get your game of the week, Carolina versus Dallas, and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
yeah, they want to get involved, just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number 1-800-400-9741. We'll hand you this game. We're on a roll. The Baker's Dozen last week. Not 13 games. I found another game, so I released 14 games, 11-3. And it's not October at Paramount Sports. It's Locktober. 5 weeks, just $397. No one has the record we do. We have a 50-unit release in the football, college football tomorrow. We will also, if you buy through the Super Bowl, which is $997, we'll throw in our baseball package through the World Series and also UFC through the end of the year through December 31st. So that's over a $2,500 value, $997, or get the Locktober special, 5 weeks, $397. It's up and available right now, ParamountSports.com.
Locktober is here. Lee Sterling is there. Always a fun segment, my friend. You have a terrific weekend, and we'll catch up next Friday.
Sounds good, Steve. You take care, buddy.
Take it easy.